Very few stories are as gripping as Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick. And like most literary classics, its theme is as timeless as the ages. The story focuses, of course, on the great whaling ship, the Pequod, under the leadership of Captain Ahab. The crew quickly learns that Ahab is on a quest to track down and kill Moby Dick, the great white whale that took his leg years ago. He confesses his burning desire for revenge and convinces the crew to help. Well, the story reaches a climax in a mighty confrontation with Moby Dick. In the throes of a hurricane, they battle the great white, piercing his side with harpoons, attacking and then retreating as the night goes on. Soon, Ahab is alone in a small boat, facing the giant with nothing more than a harpoon. He refuses to run when he has a chance, and with all the hate and strength he can muster, he thrusts the harpoon into the whale, only to find its rope wrapped around his neck. He's dragged into the depths of the sea and drowned. It's a haunting but insightful tale about what happens when a person is consumed by vengeance. Getting even becomes a passion, an obsession, that metastasizes like a cancer of the soul. And in the end, it destroys not the other person, but the one who is filled with hate.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.